The Libyan government looks set to take responsibility for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. As early as today, it could set up a compensation fund for the families of the victims. This is all part of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's campaign to improve relations with the United States. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to a United Nations diplomat, Libya, the United States, and Britain have signed off on a deal to resolve the long-standing diplomatic dispute over the Lockerbie bombing. The diplomat, who asked not to be named, said only the practical steps remain. Libya is expected to pay $2.7 billion, or $10 million, for each of the 270 victims of the terrorist act, and the Libyan government is expected to send a letter to the UN Security Council to accept responsibility. Mark Zaid, a lawyer for some of the families of the victims, is eager to see the language of a Libyan letter, though he doesn't expect it to satisfy all.
I don't think there's anything, frankly, that Libya will say except for an outright admission of guilt, which is not to be expected, that would satisfy the families. So this acceptance of responsibility will understandably be diplomatic legalese that no doubt will be able to be interpreted one way or the other, depending on who's reading it. But nonetheless, it will be something that will satisfy at least the United States, the United Kingdom.
And that's what's needed before the UN Security Council meets and agrees to formally lift sanctions against Libya. If all goes as planned, the council could take up the issue next week. Lifting UN sanctions is mainly a formality now, according to Mary Jane Deeb, who's written two books about Libya. The UN already suspended the sanctions after Libya handed over two suspects in the Pan Am bombing, one of whom was convicted in Scotland and sentenced to life in prison. Deeb says Gaddafi is looking for more than a UN vote.
I don't think that it's so much the UN sanctions that is really the hook for Libya. It's more how the United States is going to react, if it's going to resume business, if it's going to lift its own unilateral sanctions against Libya. And this is what Gaddafi is after.
Deeb, a professor at American University, says Washington policymakers are split into two schools of thought when it comes to Libya, a country still on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism.
One is that one does not deal with Gaddafi. Whatever he does, he'll always be a terrorist, so one should ignore him forever and ever. There is another school of thought that says, hey, look, you know, the rest of the world is there. They're doing business. They're drilling oil. Only U.S. companies are out. We should recognize that Libya has made a big effort to mend its ways, and we should get back there.
The father of one of the Pan Am victims fears that Gaddafi is succeeding in his public relations campaign. Jack Schultz was angry to hear the Libyan leader on ABC News recently, dodging questions about his personal responsibility in the airline bombing and saying that the Pan Am file is about to be closed.
I think he wants people to believe that he's done everything necessary to close the book on Pan Am. Well, that interview was 2 weeks ago, and the book is not closed. And he's done this before.
Schultz said he would accept compensation from Libya to set up a scholarship in memory of his son Thomas, but he and other families still oppose normalizing relations with the Gaddafi regime.
All you can do is hurt him in the pocketbook and make sure the world knows that these people are criminals and they're not rehabilitated. Not yet, anyway.
Some families plan to lobby the U.S. to make sure Gaddafi is not rehabilitated here, even if the long-standing diplomatic dispute is formally resolved at the U.N. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.